This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
About 15 years ago, I felt terrible most of the time. I had headaches almost every day, and I was tired and listless. I was an easy prey for most of the bugs that went around, colds, flu, whatever. I had no idea what was wrong with me. I had listened to a man in Minneapolis talk about the devil, and I began to wonder if I was under some sort of attack from Satan himself. During this time, I was in fellowship with the local Young Life director, and one day he invited me to go with him down to the gym for a workout. I declined because years before I had given up all form of exercise because of a wound I had received in my left knee during World War II. The only exercise I knew were the running sports, baseball, football, basketball, and the like, things I had learned in high school. Because I couldn't do these things anymore, I assumed exercise was out. But Dick assured me that they had equipment down there that I could use to get a good workout and not hurt my knee one bit. So I decided to go. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the balance between the spiritual and physical side of life. Dick was right. I soon discovered things that I could do that gave me a good workout and sent me home feeling refreshed. Then an amazing thing happened. My headaches left me. I became less susceptible to colds and the flu. I found I could work harder, longer, concentrate better. My times in the Word and prayer improved. It became evident to me that my only problem was that I was completely out of shape, and it had affected the other areas of my life. It's a fact that we're all wired together spiritually, emotionally, and physically, and when one of these suffers, it affects the others. The Apostle Paul has an interesting comment on this. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Notice that in that verse, he ties in the physical aspect with the spiritual. He kept his body in subjection, lest it affect him spiritually, and he become a castaway. Amazing! There are a few simple rules to remember in the matter of keeping in physical condition. The first is simple. Many of our ills arise from pampering the flesh. Overeating, self-indulgence, love of ease. Paul sharply reminds us where this can lead. One good result of physical exercise is that it gets our heart beating, and we begin to use our lungs to greater capacity. We can get along on a small percentage of our lung capacity, but that sort of dragging existence is a poor substitute for the vitality we can enjoy when our lungs are taking in great drafts of oxygen. Oxidation is our source of energy. We live in proportion to the amount of oxygen we get into our lungs. My wife and I go for brisk walks in the neighborhood. A crisp 20-minute walk can get the blood coursing vigorously through your arteries, blood that contains far more oxygen than when you loll in a chair. Many people complain about chronic fatigue that sleep won't cure. Exercise can help. I found that when I began to exercise, it affected other areas of my life. Socially, I was easier to get along with because I felt better. Mentally, I was more alert. Spiritually, I was better off because I was more alive and in touch with God. I began to enjoy the balanced Christian life. If you would like to study this further, we have a new catalog of materials that take you in depth on the balanced Christian life. We'd be glad to send it to you. Just write to me, Leroy Imes, care of the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. May God bless you as you live for Him.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you to begin this valuable spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish and maintain a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.